This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Good morning, America, and to those listening around the world. This is Rich Sheban, sitting in for Vince Fennelli, broadcasting from Northwest Montana. Hope everybody's hanging in there and doing well today. And I'll be interviewing Dr. Norm Shilley, our American treasure, here on GCN and USAprepares.com. Dr. Shilley, are you with us?
I am there and here.
Awesome. It's such an honor to always interview you, sir. And I want to send a thank you to Jason in Minnesota, who's broadcasting, who's engineering the broadcast, pardon me. Dr. Shilley, I cannot tell you how much stress, anxiety, I mean, you look at all the, you know, you've heard me use the terminology, the unit of measures of despair. You know, the suicides, the drug overdoses, I've gone into quite a bit of detail and specificity. We all know what they are, and they're not going in the right direction. But, you know, when you really look at what's happening, people can see that we're not fighting for socialism. We're fighting for the elite to create a totalitarian, tyrannical communist insurrection against the people for their addictions of power, money, and control, and mostly also for the purpose of hiding crimes. There's a nurse, I don't know if you saw or heard her on the internet. I mean, there's so many whistleblowers coming out. I mean, I just, if I broadcasted 5 days a week, Dr. Shilley, and gave 5 minutes to each whistleblower, I wouldn't even come close to covering 50% of the whistleblowers out there. But people are concerned. There's an RN, I think she's out of Florida, but she whistleblowed out of New York when they needed some extra help. Her name is Erin. I'm not even going to try to pronounce her last name. It's spelled something like O-L-S-Z-E-W-S-K-I. And Nurse Erin, if you're listening, I apologize for not being able to pronounce your name. But she's talking about, Dr. Shilley, about things like, you know, how doctors are turning into executioners and followers. And if they don't follow orders, they get fired. She's using terms like, and this is regarding the vaccinations, the mRNA vaccinations that we've talked about. She's using terms like mass genocide. She has videos that has proved murder. And I'm quoting and paraphrasing her. This is regarding COVID and the vaccines. So, and I'm going to dovetail that with an article here. California doctor said he was fired as a trauma medical doctor for John Muir Health after writing a letter to health officials in California, which he challenged the local coronavirus restrictions. And there's a doctor out of Oregon, I think his name is Dr. Latulipe, and I'm sure I'm pronouncing that incorrectly as well. But Dr. Shilley, my question to you, when you hear about diagnosticians, nurses, healthcare workers who are in the front lines seeing the crippling autoimmune diseases and side effects and adverse events, contraindications that's happening. Then you see doctors being fired if they don't follow orders. Like, I mean, this is almost like Gestapo, Nazi type stuff. I mean, what's your reactions? What's your advice? What's your solutions, Dr. Shealy, when you hear?
Well, I gave up working for the system in 1967. And I've never worked. Well, I did. I worked for a major clinic, and I gave up working that system. And I worked under a hospital, and I gave up working for that system. In other words, in my opinion, the entire medical system is as crooked as the government. I wrote a book called Third Party Rape some years ago. And the third party is the hospitals, the medical insurance mafia, the legal profession, and the government all working in cahoots. They are all bad, evil, part of the evil empire.
So would you recommend, Dr. Shealy, would you recommend individual physicians? And when I was a pharmaceutical rep, the independent physician was, you know, when I first started back in the early 80s working for the generic outfits, it was not uncommon to see people hanging up a shingle with an MD or a DO or, a PA or LPN or something that was a legal diagnostician on their door. And today, it's almost suicidal to become an independent physician without liability and hospital support. So are you recommending that individual physicians break away and try to go back to hanging a shingle?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, I have not worked under a hospital, well, for 50 years almost.
You know, when you hear this nurse, who she worked in the Middle East under war conditions, extremely brave. You listen to her, she's extremely eloquent in speech, extremely well-researched, and she's using terms like doctors don't follow orders, they're going to be fired, executioners, hiding crimes, mass genocide. To me, this shows that evidence-based medicine is not dying, it's dead. And now we have payoffs and money, and it's basically politics-based medicine. How do you respond to that, and how does the average person manage confidence in the system when they go to one of these physicians who have hospital-based support, or even go to a hospital for a diagnosis or a prognosis or even some type of surgery or any kind of healthcare advice? I mean, what do people think, and what's your advice to people like that?
Well, in acute illness, you don't have a choice. There are times when you absolutely need acute medicine at an emergency ward or a hospital, and it can save your life. And, on the other hand, 21% of all people hospitalized have some kind of complication that is not part of their disease. So you only have a 21% chance of getting a bad reaction to being in the hospital. But it can save your life, so you have to take the chance. Once it becomes chronic, and to me, officially, chronic is 6 months, but if you're not 50% better or more within 3 months, conventional medicine is not going to work, and I think you need to go elsewhere. Almost anywhere is better.
You know, Dr. Shealy, I think that's one of the most profound statements you've made. You've mentioned that statement to me in different ways with the same meaning several times, and I've used that when being on radio shows or even monologuing by myself. And I think that's something that most people need to memorize, at least in the sense that if you start off with some type of trauma or acute whatever, and it turns in 6 months into chronic, and you're taking big pharma synthetic medication in 6 months. I remember you telling me that that medicine is going to start to kill the patient. Did I overstate that?
Almost understated.
Oh, okay.
Because it could start to get you long before 6 months. On the other hand, definitely after 3 to 6 months, the time has come to look elsewhere.
Okay. Now, you've also heard me talk about how Big Pharma manages symptoms for profits. They don't care about cures. You've heard me talk about how managing symptoms for profits is also synonymous to liability, accountability, or no liability, accountability, pardon me, or in other words, liability immunity. I've mentioned those terms many times, where the medications are not designed to cure the people, just to create profits for the shareholders and the big corporations of Big Pharma itself. And how do you, as a doctor who's been practicing for 64 years, which is amazing in itself, so you don't just have the education, you don't just have the CME to keep up your education, but you've been a diagnostician for 64 years. How do you, when you look at other physicians, I don't want you to name names, but when you see these physicians literally selling out to the medical tyranny narrative because they feel they're going to lose their license, they're going to get fired, whatever. In other words, they're ignoring their Hippocratic Oath today. How do you, as a physician who's independent, who's willing to help people and not put the hospital acquired ring and for cheaper liability insurance, how do people like you who are independent look at the medical field today, Dr. Shealy, regarding what I just mentioned?
Well, it sucks, and I'm being kind. Let's face it. In my opinion, I do not know any, not one single chronic disease of any kind whatsoever for which I would even consider, let alone allow in my own body, a chronic medicine. And that's the top of the iceberg. But I can tell you, back in the late 70s when I founded the American Holistic Medical Association, I spoke in a number of medical schools. And in the first year, 30% of the students were very interested in holism. By the senior year, it was 10%. By the time they finish their residency training, it's less than 1%. In other words, it's called brainwashing. If you're brainwashed for 7 or 8 years, you change a lot. I mean, it's not a one-year process. It's 4 years to start with, and it leads another 3 or 4 after that.
Dr. Shealy, I'm sure you remembered me saying this. The AMA is owned by Big Pharma. Is that an accurate statement?
It's being kind.
Well, I'm being kind and underestimating everything I was hoping to overestimate. So I guess my point is made. Folks, we'll be back with Dr. Norm Shealy. We appreciate you being here.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. This is Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Finelli today, and I'm with Dr. Norm Shilley. Dr. Shilley, I'm not really big on getting physicals and going to the doctor. I know I should be. I do it every few years. Pardon me, that wasn't for effect. But, I had about a year ago, I had a PSA test, and I know how inaccurate they can be. And it came out to be over 25. And the diagnostician said, oh, my gosh, I think you have prostate cancer. And you better get a biopsy. You better do this. You better do that. And I'm sitting there. There's no freaking way. And I realize you can be asymptomatic in the early stages. But anyway, a week later, I went to a different location. This was in Kalispell in the Flathead here in northwest Montana. And my number turned out to be 1.4. So I called them up, and they didn't even call me up. They didn't even tell. Oh, by the way, when you were here for a few days, the machine broke. And the reason why I'm saying this, folks, is because I think they found out I was on national radio, and they sent me my money back for this test. It wasn't much, but it's just hilarious that there's basically very little accountability in the medical field today. It's kind of like, and I'm looking at an article right now, where 22 highly renowned scientists conclude that the PCR tests, of course, for COVID-19, the China virus, produces 97% false positives. And, you know, people in some of the tweets here I'm seeing has confirmed the pandemic is a hoax, blah, blah, blah. Of course, we all know it's a virus, but when you look at mortality rates, especially with comorbidities, it's nothing worse than the regular flu. And the timing was very obvious to create the agenda, including try and steal the election, and that's yet to be determined. So my point is, regarding testing, I mean, I know people who are paranoid hypochondriacs, Dr. Sheely, and they'll get x-rays, they'll get MRIs, they'll get CAT scans, they'll go to voodoo people and do the ooga booga thing. I mean, even the Coca-Cola tests positive for COVID-19 for the Austrian parliament. I mean, papayas and fruits and goats were all testing positive for this. How do, whether it's regarding a PSA test or a COVID-19 test, how paranoid should people be, Dr. Sheely, regarding the accuracy of some of these tests?
I wish I had an answer to that one, Rich. You know, nothing, not one statement that I'm aware of in this entire pseudodemic has been correlated with everybody else. In other words, there are 2 to 10 different answers on every question that you can ask. And so it's fakery, fraud, false, and we don't know. So if you have symptoms and you have specific tests that show something is wrong, then it needs to be checked out by a physician to find out whether the test itself is accurate or whether or not you really have the problem. Now, sometimes there's no test to correlate with it, and you just have to go on clinical judgment.
You know, sometimes it's very hard, Dr. Sheely, when you look at the term official authority, and I use this in quotes, and I use the term experts in quotes also. It doesn't depend on your degree. It depends on your weakness and your willingness to sell out the American people for some money to be thrown in your back pocket for a certain narrative. And unfortunately, I'll use this example. I have an article here from the Gateway Pundit, and it's talking about Dr. Tony Fauci and Deborah Birx. And as you know, they've both been caught without their masks. Fauci had a ball game. Dr. Birx went to she just got done telling the whole world how dangerous this deadly pandemic was. And she was caught at one of her relatives' houses with 3 generations of people. Now she's retiring. You can't make this stuff up. I'll get into this article after the break, folks. We appreciate you being here. We'll be back with Dr. Norm Sheely.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With what appears to be a random act of violence, 37-year-old Duke Webb of Florida has been charged with first-degree murder. The shootings took place at a bowling alley in Rockford, Illinois, Saturday night. Three older men were killed and a fourth is in critical condition. President Trump signed the massive $2.3 trillion coronavirus relief and government funding bill into law Sunday night, averting a shutdown. Trump's signature of the $900 billion corona relief package extends unemployment benefits for 12 million hurting Americans. All those collecting jobless payments will receive a $300 weekly boost through mid-March. The average American will spend the equivalent of 44 years looking at some kind of digital screen, according to a recent survey of 2,000 adults. The survey revealed in a typical day, Americans spend 4 hours and 30 minutes watching TV, 4 hours and 33 minutes looking at a smartphone, over 3 hours using a gaming device, and nearly 5 hours on a laptop. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let's get a timeline breakdown on the Nashville, Tennessee explosion Christmas morning. USA Radio News Jeremy Scott has more.
Unbeknownst to them, officers like James Wells put themselves in harm's way by parking close to the RV that was playing an audio message warning that a bomb was going off and to evacuate the area.
Right across the street, we pulled up, and then we heard the announcement. Topping was like, is that the vehicle in question? And Wells said, yes. We immediately hopped in our cars and bagged out.
Officer Michael Sipes was right there at ground zero moments before the RV exploded.
Didn't know at the time. I was almost directly across the street from the RV. I moved up the street a little bit. We started making plans to get into the buildings, start knocking on doors.
Officer Amanda Topping remembers it vividly.
That's just stuff that I'll never forget. You know, the sound of the announcement saying, you know, primary objective is to evacuate now.
The three officers, along with James Llewellyn, Bretta Hosey, and Sergeant Timothy Miller, have been called heroes by the police chief and mayor. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The governor said 41 buildings were damaged in the blast. A surprise upset in the National Football League Sunday as the New York Jets defeated the Cleveland Browns 23-16. Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield says put the blame on him.
This group fought today, but I didn't do enough. I played well enough for us to win, and that's it.
The Browns will face division rival Pittsburgh Steelers next Sunday in a must-win game to make the playoffs. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Why are you got your take my when you go to the for 2 seconds during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. This is Rich Sheevan sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, and I am interviewing Dr. Norman Shealy. Dr. Shealy, I started this one article from the Gateway Pundit talking about how Dr. Tony Fauci and Deborah Birx were basically using a fraudulent model to predict 2.2 million American deaths from this coronavirus pandemic by this time. And they used this what's called this Imperial College model. And I'm kind of making this analogous to certain tests. And they met with President Trump so they can purposely shut down the economy. Obviously, none of this ever happened. And we now have empirical evidence that the World Health Organization, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, were not only all wrong, experts are calling them charlatans and liars. And the CDC quietly under the table, I think for liability protection, kind of redid their numbers to show that only 6% of coronavirus deaths were due to the coronavirus alone. Most of the deaths were very old Americans with comorbidities. And when you read this, Dr. Sheely, you have to realize that we've all been played. And it's really difficult for people when they look at testing, when they look at models, saying these things. What stance should the people take when they hear this stuff, Dr. Sheely?
Disbelief. I don't believe 1% of what I hear. First, second, and third, I think television sucks. It is part of the evil empire. I wouldn't trust them to tell me the time of day, let alone anything else. And Fauci is the greatest criminal alive other than George Soros and Bill Gates. But other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, the play goes on.
Yeah, there's a lot of quite disturbing information out there. Just like with now COVID, you know, not to mention motorcycle deaths. I mean, I have a very sad article right here that shows an 82-year-old COVID patient was beat to death with an oxygen tank by his 37-year-old roommate because he was praying. I thought I'd mention that since you keep mentioning the word evil. And
well, anything that harms other people, in my opinion, is ultimately part of evil. You are not supposed to harm other people. That's, to me, a basic law. Not only are you supposed to help other people, you're definitely supposed never to harm them.
Well, I don't think anybody with any common sense and logic disagrees with that, Dr. Sheely. But when you look at COVID deaths, you look at pneumonia, influenza, and COVID, it's categorized as PIC, P-I-C, pneumonia, influenza, and COVID. And they're recategorizing deaths now. So the so-called 330,000 people that have died from that, so you take 6%, basically under 20,000 people, 19,800 deaths over this last year. And you have to remember, we lose in America between 7 and 8,000 people a day from all categories of mortality. And we have to remember the Johns Hopkins study that basically, and they removed the study because they got threatened. Johns Hopkins, a very elite, used to be honest institution. They removed their study examining COVID death rates where they said there's no difference in death rates between last year and this year. So it's very difficult for people to be confident in the system, Dr. Sheely. And, I mean, besides acute care, do you recommend people getting together and literally having maybe once a week meetings and reading and researching and discussing how to go forth and with recommendations on how to deal with certain disease states, Dr. Sheely?
Honestly, I doubt that it could be done. There are not enough honest people out there in the medical profession outside the box that would help them. So they have to make up their own mind.
You know, there's a couple of articles here. One's a video of a nurse who got Bell's palsy from the COVID vaccine, and she has facial paralysis. I believe she was out of Tennessee, and I just saw this video this morning, and it's going viral, like many, and I'm sure it's going to be kicked off of the system. Just like, you know, Twitter now says discussing vaccine dangers on Twitter is now prohibited. So they want to eliminate truth from the people. So when you see these nurses coming on really hoping, wishing, warning the people not to take this vaccine, and then you see social media like Twitter saying it's prohibited to tell the truth about vaccine dangers. This is very dangerous stuff, Dr. Shealy. I mean, how does the average person...
I think the entire social media is the greatest stupidity in the history of human race. That's just my opinion about Twitter and Facebook and all that nonsense. That is... I'd rather go suck dirt than watch that stuff.
Now, do you need to suck... If you're going to suck dirt, do you need a straw, or is that not indicated?
Oh, I think just plain old sandbox would do nicely.
No, I can't tell you how many articles I've read, Dr. Shealy, about healthcare workers hospitalized after severe vaccination reactions.
Oh, yeah.
Different countries are now deploying resuscitation facilities where coronavirus vaccination centers are. What does it take to wake the people up, Dr. Shealy? I mean, what do you do?
A guillotine.
Oh, boy. That's really scary. You know, here I have another article. Fauci lectures Americans over COVID-19. You're going to love this. Are you sitting down, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He says it's spreading because we have too much freedom.
I would like to see him hanged in public square. That's just my personal opinion.
Well, and see, this goes back to the big government. You know, the powers that be want big banks, big government, big corporations to force vaccines on the people. And I've mentioned, I'm blue in the face talking about all the hypocrisies and double standards of these elitists who get caught at restaurants, going to family outings, going here, going on vacations. I mean, literally being surrounded by these 20 bikini beautiful women, and they're saying how dangerous the deadly pandemic is, and you should, you know, social distance and wear a mask. And all these people who are saying it aren't doing it.
What about Chief Justice Roberts on an Epstein plane? That one's been around several times.
Oh, I know. I have read that several times. And I just feel sorry for the people, because it's like you're either going to make a choice to be a follower or a thinker. And if you want to be a thinker, you have to do your own reading and research and think for yourself. I mean, Fauci just admitted, I read this several times, he's been lying to the American people about herd immunity, and even the World Health Organization just deleted their naturally acquired immunity from its website. Can you explain to the people about naturally acquired immunity and herd immunity, Dr. Shealy, so they can put what I just said in context, please?
The point is that a majority of people who actually encounter the virus develop immunity without being significantly ill. It's that simple. My neighbor, right across the street from me, he's lived there for, you know, years and years and years. I see him once a week at least. He just became positive. I don't know how, I don't know where, but he wasn't sick. Now, of course, we also know that the tests are false as well, so he may not be positive after all, but he's legally, he's now positive.
You know what's scary, Dr. Shilley, is you read, especially in these articles, sometimes in the comment section, that all these so-called experts have been so bought and paid for or threatened or blackmailed to sell certain narratives. And, you know, there's talk about different mutations and, you know, our immune system going south. These people who feel that these people who are so evil, and I'm going to use your term here, that they might literally release a bioweapon that's more powerful than this China virus that they delivered to the world in the last year. What's your thoughts on that?
Indeed, extremely possible. That's how bad the situation is.
You know, we've talked about Bill Gates before, you and I, about, and it's not just geoengineering bioweapons and viruses. He's talking about geoengineering particles that reflect the sun. We all know the damage that volcanoes have done in certain parts of the world in certain years where we had food shortages. And I can see unintended consequences not just happening from vaccines, but Bill Gates' depopulation efforts as far as putting particles into the atmosphere to reflect sun from the earth, you know, getting rid of no combustion engines, I mean, eliminating food supply. I mean, I can see major death, major depopulation. And he's saying that even regarding with the COVID situation today, that through 2022, we should be prepared for life not, and I repeat, not to return to normal. This is a guy who's controlling us by fear. This is a guy who's lied. He was on video calling for COVID passports, and in a recent interview, he said, no, I didn't. I mean, they're literally gaslighting the people, Dr. Shilley. And, you know, I get a lot of questions of this context, and it's very difficult to trust the system and the so-called experts when we get this type of behavior. Any comment on that?
Well, considering how bad Microsoft Office Word or whatever it is, 10 is, how could you trust him on anything else? It's the greatest piece of mechanical crap ever developed. I'm about to convert to Apple.
Okay, we'll be right back, folks. Back to Norm Shilley.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast class. This is Rich Sheehan sitting in with, or for, Vincent Finelli. And I'm interviewing Dr. Norm Shealy. Dr. Shealy, you know, I'm not trying to be negative about the government, but when you read these things about false fraudulent models, you see the things, the hypocrisies about Fauci and Birx. You see overall believability of any so-called expert or government institution being an all-time low and corruption being an all-time high. I mean, here's just one example in this new supposed coronavirus bill, which is a joke, is basically for payoffs for favors that's been done in the past, money's going to different countries. I mean, our government even spent $4.5 billion to spray alcoholic rats with bobcat urine. And remember years ago, there was a million spent on why American lesbians are so fat. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, people are, oh, well, our government would never do that. Well, there was a lawsuit filed the other day against educational agencies, teachers, principals, CEOs responsible for hosting workshops requiring children to make public professions about their racial, sexual, gender, and religious identities, some of which were singled out for interrogation. I mean, I think we've lost it, Dr. Shealy, and I think when I talk to people and I see the depression, the anxiety, again, all the units of measures of despair, even Minnesota, which is a very so-called liberal state, lawmakers are saying that the coronavirus deaths could be inflated by 40%, reviewing death certificates. Washington State said even more than that. I mean, how do you really I know I keep asking a similar question a different way, but it's really difficult for the people to have confidence when you hear the Bill Gates of the world saying that this mRNA vaccination is an experiment and will change your DNA forever. I mean, what do people think and do, Dr. Shilley?
Well, the number one thing I do is detach. Who the hell cares? I don't mean to be rude. I just don't appreciate any source of activity today. I don't trust anyone enough to pay attention. I let it flow by, and I say, okay, I'm done. Bye-bye. I will not allow myself to be frustrated or worried or upset by nonsense. And I choose to call all mainline media and most other nonsense.
Yeah, and this is why you almost have to believe 180-degree opposite of what the mainstream media says. You know, here's another article in front of me about a 40-year-old Indian man being sued by the Serum Institute of India for going public with gory details about horrific side effects he experienced following the vaccination of the COVID-19. And he experimented, he was participating in clinical trials for this COVID-19 vaccine when he suffered neurological and psychological breakdown from a series of jabs that left him in the hospital in the ICU for 15 days. And it was determined that the man had suffered from acute neural encephalopathy, a condition marked by an altered mental state that left him totally disoriented to the point where he was no longer able to be recognized by close family and relatives. And the powers that be, Dr. Shilley, wants us to take not just one vaccine, but multiple vaccines for a very long time. Can you tell the audience what neuroencephalopathy is and talk about immune disease and distress and define that for the people, for our class, please?
It means damage to the brain. And, of course, it could be any kind of damage you can imagine, from paralysis to malfunction in any form of or any organ in the body. So it can be extremely variable. The brain is the control center, ultimately. Secondly, the immune system is supposed to protect us from outside stuff. But if it goes crazy, it can cause all kinds of autoimmune diseases which can ultimately kill you or certainly cripple you in any organ in your body. So it's a wide, wide variety of dysfunctions and illnesses that can be, you know, placed under this tab.
You know, I mentioned in this article, I just mentioned neurological and psychological breakdown where he wasn't even recognized by immediate family and relatives. You know, these autoimmune diseases, these neurological diseases, it sounds like these vaccines could be also designed to reprogram our minds and not just change our DNA. Would you, after the break, Dr. Shilley, could you please address what I just mentioned about the reprogramming of the mind?
Oh, yeah.
That would be great. We appreciate everybody being here. We're with Dr. Norm Shilley. We'll be right back after the heartbreak at the top of the hour. See you in a few minutes.
To stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.